We'll go ahead and continue with Oregon State coach Gary Anderson. The Beavers are at Michigan on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line, Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Gary. I was curious about Dave Baldwin and kind of what your relationship is. How did you find him? Obviously, he wasn't with you at Wisconsin last year. How did you make that connection?
Yeah, well, Dave was my coordinator at Utah State when we first got there. I'd known Dave for a long time in his past and where he'd been, and I felt like as a first-time young head coach at Division I level, it was important for me to, number one, surround myself with an offensive guy that I felt comfortable with scheme-wise, and also with the Dave also had a bonus of being a head coach, and he had been an experienced coach for many, many, a lot of different places, so it was a natural connection, and when we communicated and talked, it was an easy, simple hire, and then he left and went to Colorado State, and then obviously when we came back here, we were able to hire him back.
How much does that change philosophy? Is it more of his philosophy, or you kind of imposed, you know, kind of you came in and said, here's what I wanted to do in the time we've, you know, been apart?
Oh, no, it was, we knew where we wanted to go in the direction we wanted to head, much like we, when we talked initially, it was, he's been famous for building offenses around the players that are within the program, and we knew where we were going to have to go with this one right now as far as defending it in this league, and we were on the same page. Those were definitely discussions we had to make sure that we were on the same page as what we wanted to get out of the offensive side. I want all coordinators to be comfortable with what, you know, with ultimately what I want to do, but I have ultimate trust in where Dave's going with the offense and what he's, he does a very good job of matching the personnel year by year and also, you know, keeping people on edge. But he's comfortable with moving toward the spread as we continue to grow and develop as an offense if our personnel and our talent lets us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Any further questions for Coach?
We do have a question from the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Gary, you expect kind of an interesting experience there going to Michigan, knowing that it's not only their home opener, but Jim's first game back there. You expect kind of the crowd or maybe even him to be a little bit different than maybe a typical road game?
I'm sure Coach Hart won't be any different. He's been in many games, and he'll be prepared, and I'm sure he'll be excited for the first home game, but he's coached in a lot of games. I'm sure he'll be exactly who he is and have his team prepared. As far as playing at Michigan, I've been there twice. I couldn't remember if it was openers. It was early in the season. I know that. It'll be a tremendous crowd. They'll be excited. It's a great place to play, and I wouldn't expect it to be any different than a normal game day at Michigan, but a normal game day at Michigan is impressive. So it's important for our kids to be able to know that they're walking into a big stadium, a lot of people, but you know what, our kids play in loud places in this conference also. Maybe not as many people, obviously, but, you know, loud is loud at some point. So we all need to handle the moment, and I'm sure they'll be excited about being in their home stadium for the first time, and you know, our kids will also be excited about having an opportunity to play at a place that they get to play in once in their life.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Kurt Kretthort, Salt Lake Tribune.
Gary, just in general, what did you find out about your team last Friday?
Well, how's the family, first of all? All good?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, good. Okay. We handled the moment, which I thought was impressive. We had some good individual performances, but as far as the team goes, they realized after sitting back and watching that film, we had a long ways to go. We dealt with some adversity, which was good to see. When we threw the pick for a touchdown, we were able to answer, not immediately, but we did answer. I also found out that we have not taken care of our penalty situations and crucial scenarios problem for a while, and we need to find a way to address that, or you know, we're not going to have much success the whole season playing who we have to play the rest of the way. But played hard, which was nice to see, and handled the moment of the game overall pretty well for such a youthful team. So some good things and some things that we can definitely get better at.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
Gary, knowing Kyle Whittingham and Utah's program as well as you do, does it help you at all to watch Michigan's film against them versus if Michigan had played a different team?
Yeah, I would think so. Maybe not from really a scheme standpoint or what have you, but it gives you much respect of how I say this and it's just strong. It's not really the, I guess I don't know if that's the right word or not, but how physical and strong of a team Michigan is, because we all know how physical and strong, and Utah's an old team, Michigan's an old team. When I say that, that's a positive thing. They've played a lot of football. They handled the moment of football very well and didn't seem to get fazed in a game that was very close and came down to, you know, ultimately one score game. So that is a help. It's also a little bit nerve-wracking when you're bringing in a young team to see an older team handle it that way. But other than that, you know, from a scheme standpoint, we're a lot different than Utah is scheme-wise. Not a lot different, but I would say we're not like we're going to come out and run the exact same thing snap after snap. So there's some positives to absolutely knowing the personnel, but past that, not much of an advantage for us.
Do you reach out to Utah staff at all, or do you not do that?
Yeah, I talk to somebody on Utah staff every single week and talk very briefly just about the game and the environment that it was. But as far as diving into the X's and O's and this and that of it, I mean, Michigan is going to be who they are, which all good teams are. They're going to be aggressive and physical, want to run the ball, take some shots down the field. They have some talented people all over the place. And on defense, they're going to say, hey, we're going to play some man coverage and blitz a little bit and play some cover three and some quarters and get after you. So we're preparing for what they've done on film, and I wouldn't foresee that happening. They're well coached, and it's shown up on tape for years. So it's a matter of they're not going to try to trick us, and I think we're kind of the same team.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gary, that'll do it for today. Appreciate your time. Good luck back there this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Go Beavs.
You bet. We'll see you.